Well, good morning. It is March 28, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to pick up in Exodus 39, John 18, Proverbs 15, and Philippians chapter 2. So let's get in the Word today. Exodus 39. Exodus 39 today. Moreover, from the blue and purple and scarlet material, they made finely woven garments for ministering in the holy places, as well as the holy garments which were for Aaron, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. He made the ephod of gold and of blue and of purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen. Then they hammered out gold sheets and cut them into threads to be woven in with the blue and the purple and the scarlet material and the fine linen, the work of a skillful workman. And they made attaching shoulder pieces for the ephod. It was attached at its two upper ends. And the skillfully woven band which was on it was like its workmanship of the same material, of gold and blue and purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. They made the onyx stones set in gold filigree settings, and they were engraved like the engravings of a signet, according to the names of the sons of Israel. And he placed them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod as a memorial stone for the sons of Israel, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. He made the breastpiece, the work of a skillful workman, like the workmanship of an ephod, of gold and of blue and of purple and scarlet material and fine twisted linen. It was square and made, and they made the breastpiece double folded, a span long and a span wide when folded double. And they mounted four rows of stones on it. The first row was a row of ruby, topaz, and emerald. And the second row, a turquoise, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row, a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. The fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. And they were set in gold filigree settings when they were mounted. And the stones were corresponding to the names of the sons of Israel. They were 12, corresponding to their names, engraved with the engravings of the signet, which with its names for the 12 of the 12 tribes. And they made on the breastpiece chains like cords of twisted cordage work in pure gold. And they made two gold filigree settings and two gold rings, and put the two rings on the two ends of the breastpiece. Then they put the two gold cords in the two rings at the end of the breastpiece, and they put the other two ends of the two cords on the two filigree settings and put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod at the front of it. They made two gold rings and placed them on the two ends of the breastpiece on its inner edge, which was next to the ephod. Furthermore, they made two gold rings and placed them on the bottom of the two shoulder pieces of the ephod on the front of it, close to the place where it joined above the woven band of the ephod. They bound the breastpiece by its rings to the rings of the ephod with blue cords so that it would be on the woven band of the ephod and that the breastpiece would not come loose from the ephod, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. And then he made the robe of the ephod of woven work, all of blue, and the opening of the robe was at the top of its center at the opening of a coat, as an opening of a coat of mail, with binding all around its opening so that it would not be torn. And they made pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet material and twisted linens on the hem of the robe. And they made also bells of pure gold and put the bells between the pomegranates all around on the hem of the robe, alternating a bell and a pomegranate all around on the hem of the robe for the service, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. And they made the tunics of finely woven linen for Aaron and his sons, and the turban of fine linen, and the decorated caps of fine linen, and the linen breeches of fine twisted linen, and the sash of fine twisted linen, and the blue, purple, and scarlet materials, the work of the weaver, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. And they made the plate of the holy crown of pure gold and inscribed it, like the engravings of a signet, holy to the Lord. And they fastened a blue cord to it, fastened it on the turban above, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. And thus all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting was completed, and the sons of Israel did according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so they did. And they brought the tabernacle of Moses, the tent, and all of its furnishings, its clasps, its boards, its bars, and its pillars, and its sockets, and the coverings of ram skin dyed red, and the covering of porpoise skin, and the screening veils, the ark of the testimony, and its poles, and the mercy seat, the table, and all of its utensils, the bread of the presence, the pure gold lampstand, and its arrangements of lamps, and all of its utensils, and the oil for the light, and the gold altar, and the anointing oil, and the fragrant incense, and the veil for the doorway of the tent, the bronze altar, and its bronze gratings, its poles, and all of its utensils, the laver, and its stands, the hangings for the court, its pillars, and its sockets, and the screen for the gate of the cord, its cords and its pegs, and all the equipment for the service of the tabernacle, for the tent of meeting, the woven garments for the ministering of the holy place, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister as priests. So the sons of Israel did all the work according to all that the Lord had commanded Moses. And Moses examined all the work, and behold, they had done it just as the Lord had commanded. This they had done, and so Moses blessed them. That was Exodus chapter 39. We actually have one more chapter, then we finish that book tomorrow, as a matter of fact. That's pretty cool. But let's move on over to the Gospel of John, John chapter 18. John 18 today. John 18. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the ravine of the Kidron, where there was a garden, in which he entered with his disciples. Now Judas also, who was betraying him, knew the place, for Jesus had often met there with his disciples. Judas then, having received the Roman cohort and officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. And so Jesus, knowing all these things that were coming upon him, went forth and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" And they answered him, "Jesus the Nazarene." And he said to them, "I am he." And Judas also, who was betraying him, was standing with them. And so when he said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. And therefore he again said to them, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus the Nazarene." And Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. So if you seek me, let these go their way, to fulfill the word which he had spoken, 'Of those whom you have given me, I have lost not one.'" Simon Peter then, having a sword, drew it, and struck the high priest's slave, and cut off his right ear. And the slave's name was Malchus. And so Jesus said to Peter, "Put the sword into its sheath. The cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?" And so the Roman cohort and the commander and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him, and led him to Annas first. For he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. Now Caiaphas was the one who had advised the Jews that it was expedient for one man to die on behalf of the people. And Simon Peter was following Jesus, and so was another disciple. Now the disciple was known to the high priest, and entered with Jesus into the court of the high priest. But Peter was standing at the door outside. And so the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the doorkeeper and brought Peter in. And then the slave girl who kept the door said to Peter, "You are not also one of this man's disciples, are you?" And he said, "I am not." Now the slaves and the officers were standing there, having made a charcoal fire, for it was cold, and they were warming themselves. And Peter was also with them, standing and warming himself. And the high priest then questioned Jesus about his disciples and about his teaching. And Jesus answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where all the Jews come together, and I spoke nothing in secret. Why do you question me? Question those who have heard what I spoke. They know what I said." And when he said this, one of the officers standing nearby struck Jesus, saying, "Is that the way you answer the high priest?" And Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken wrongly, testify of the wrong. But if rightly, why do you strike me?" And so Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. And so they said to him, "You are not also one of his disciples, are you?" And he denied it and said, "I am not." And one of the slaves of the high priest, being a relative of whose ear Peter cut off, said, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" And Peter then denied it again, and immediately the rooster crowed. Then they led Jesus from Caiaphas into the praetorium, and it was early, and they themselves did not enter in the praetorium, so that they would not be defiled, but might eat the Passover. And therefore Peter went out to them, and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" And they answered and said to him, "If this man were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him to you." And so Pilate said to them, "Take him yourself and judge him according to your law." And the Jews said to him, "We are not permitted to put anyone to death, to fulfill the word of Jesus which he spoke, signifying of what kind of death he was about to die." And therefore Pilate entered again into the praetorium and summoned Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus answered, "Are you saying this on your own initiative, or did others tell you about me?" And Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests delivered you to me. What have you done?" And Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would be fighting, so that I would not be handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not of this realm." And therefore Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" And Jesus answered, "You say correctly that I am a king. For this I have been born, and for this I have come into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." And Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I find no guilt in him, but you have a custom that I release someone for you at the Passover. Do you wish that I release for you the king of the Jews?" And so they cried out again, saying, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. That was John chapter 18. Let's move on over to Proverbs 15. Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs 15 today. Proverbs 15. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. The tongue of the wise makes knowledge acceptable, but the mouth of fools spouts folly. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, watching the evil and the good. A soothing tongue is a tree of life, but perversion in it crushes the spirit. A fool rejects his father's discipline, but he who regards reproof is sensible. Great wealth is in the house of the righteous, but trouble is in the income of the wicked. The lips of the wise spread knowledge, but the heart of fools are not so. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but he who loves one who pursues righteousness. Grievous punishment is for him who forsakes the way. He who hates reproof will die. Sheol and Abaddon lie open before the Lord. How much more the hearts of men? A scoffer does not love one who reproves him. He will not go to the wise. A joyful heart makes a cheerful face, but when the heart is sad, the spirit is broken. The mind of the intelligent seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on folly. All the days of the afflicted are bad, but a cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and turmoil with it. Better is a dish of vegetables where love is than a fattened ox served with hatred. A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but the slow to anger calms a dispute. The way of the lazy is as a hedge of thorns, but the path of the upright is the highway. A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother. Folly is joy to him who lacks sense, but a man of understanding walks straight. Without consultation, plans are frustrated, but with many counselors, they succeed. A man has joy in an apt answer, and how delightful is a timely word. The path of life leads upward for the wise, and that he may keep away from Sheol below. The Lord will tear down the house of the proud, but he will establish the boundary of the widow. Evil plans are an abomination to the Lord, but pleasant words are pure. He who profits illicitly troubles his own house, but he who hates bribes will live. The heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Bright eyes gladden the heart. Good news puts fat on the bones. He whose ear listens to the life-giving reproof will dwell among the wise. He who neglects discipline despises himself, but he who listens to reproof acquires understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction for wisdom, and before honor comes humility. That was Proverbs chapter 15. Let's move on over to our final reading today. We're going to get into Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 today. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians 2. Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And so then, my brethren, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is good, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will reprove yourselves. You will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God, above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I will have a reason to glory, because I did not run in vain or toil in vain. But even if I am being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice and share my joy with you all. You too, I urge you, rejoice in the same way and share your joy with me. But I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, so that I also may be encouraged when I learn of your condition. For I have no one else of kindred spirit who will genuinely be concerned for your welfare. For they all seek after their own interests, not those of Jesus Christ. But you know of his proven worth, that he served with me in the furtherance of the gospel like a child serving his father. And therefore I hope to send him immediately, as soon as I see how things go with me. And I trust in the Lord that I myself also will be coming shortly. But I thought it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger and minister to my need, because he was longing for you all and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick. For indeed he was sick to the point of death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me, so that I would not have sorrow upon sorrow. And therefore I have sent him all the more eagerly, so that when you see him again you may rejoice, and I may be less concerned about you. Receive him then in the Lord with all joy, and hold men like him in high regard, because he came close to death for the work of Christ, risking his life to complete what was deficient in your service to me. Well, that was our Bible reading today for March 28, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for these words of life. Lord, I thank you for the Bible. I thank you so much, God, that we can stand firm upon it, that we can live our lives by it, that we can glean wisdom from it, God, that we can glean salvation from it. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you, God, that he did indeed become a man, that he became a man and even suffered and bled and died, accused by sinful men, Lord, as we read, only to die that death upon the cross to pay for every one of our sins, Lord, that we might live in you. We thank you so much, though, that he didn't stay dead, that he rose again, and that through him we have eternal life. And so, Lord, may we live in light of that today. May we honor him. May we share the gospel with others today so that they might come to know him as Savior. And Lord, just give us a good day in you, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody. Bye now.